Welcome to the Motzoi Shabbos Shir for Parshas Vayetze. At the very beginning of the Sedra, beginning of the Marmar Komos, we know Parakov Chesed Bereshis Pasuk Yud Vayetze Yaakov Bereshava Vayelech Charana. Okay, Yaakov left Bereshava and went to Charan. He's running away from Esav. And the second Pasuk says Vayivka Bamokom. He came upon a certain place. Vayelon Shom. He slept there, and that's we know we had the dream with the Malachim going up and down a ladder, etc. So Rashi comments, I mentioned this in Shul, Rashi comments in Perchov Ches Pasuk Aleph in Source 2, Vayivka b'mokom, lo hizkar kosov be'ez amokom. It's a funny expression. So he came upon a place, but it doesn't say what place. And again, I think the emphasis of the question is the fact that it says b'mokom, not b'mokom. B'mokom can be vague. Vayivka b'mokom, he came upon a place. It doesn't matter what particular place it was, a certain place. But when it says b'mokom, it implies a place that's known. So Rashi says, rather, it's this Bam Mokom, which is already mentioned elsewhere in the Torah, namely Hu Har Hamariah. That's none other than Har Hamariah, not Moriah, which we call today the Temple Mount. Okay, as it says there in Parshas Vayera, I printed it, Rashi quotes, Pas Parakov Beza Bereshis Pasuk Hey, and so it's three. By Oma Shlishi, when Avram Yitzhak were traveling, by Esau Avram Asenavaras Hamokom Erachoki. So the place that from a distance. And how do you know that was the place? So Rashi there says the name of the Medrash in Bayera, Bereshis Perkov Beis Pasuk Dalet, so it's four. Bayaris Hamokom Ra'a Onon Koshur Alahari. So the mountain had some sort of a cloud representing the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, so he knew that this was the place. And then later on in that same Parsha in Bayera, in the Parsha of the Akedah, it says in Perkov Beis Pasuk Dalet, and so it's five. Bayikra Avram Shem Mokom Ha Shem Yira, Asher Yamar Ayom Bahar Shem Yira. So Bayikra Avram again, Shem Hamokom Ahu. So that's already a place that's identified as Hamokom. The place which had the cloud representing the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place where the Akedah took place. And so therefore, and as Rashi says over there, one other point in Parshas Vayera, there in Perchov Beis Pasuk Yudalad, Hashem Yira, this is the place that Hashem has chosen. It's called Yira, he'll see. Now Hashem Yivchar B'Yira lo esamokom hazeh lahashos bo shchinoso lahakrib kan korbanos. This is the place where eventually the Shekhinah is going to rest, and that's where the sacrifice that he brought again, that's the Temple Mount, that's the Mokom HaMikdosh, and that'll be the place in the future generations, people say, that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu will be seen to his people again. That's Har HaMoriah. So in our parsha, when it says, it means the place which were identified earlier, that's the place where Yaakov was. And that's why it says, so the Gemara says in Chulin, Daftzari Aleph Amid Bey, source number 7, Amr Yitzhak, the Siva, Yeti Yaakov, Rosh Hashanah, Charana. It sounds like he made it all the way to Charan. Vayetzi Yaakov Bereshava, the first pasuk, pasuk Yud, printed above in source one, Parakov Ches. Vayetzi Yaakov Bereshava El Charana. So the Gemara says, as Rashi explains in source 8, Ksiva El Charana, the Mashma, the Mota LeCharan. The simple reading is he made it to Charan. He went to him, left Bereshava, he came to Charan, and then suddenly it says Vayivka Mokom. He came to this place later called Beis Il. That's still in Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like he didn't get to Charan. So what's going on? So did he get the Charan? Didn't he get the Charan? You know, it seems to be conflicting information in the process. The Gemara explains, no, he got the Charan. Kimota le Charan. When he got the Charan, he said, "Efshar avarti al mokom shispala vosai banilo ispalati." And my running away, I passed by the place where my parents, my ancestors, you know, man, Avram Yitzchok davened, meaning the Har HaMoriah, the Temple Mount, and I didn't daven there. I didn't stop there. Kadoyev died till the meder, kof till the aram yad vayivka mokum. So some kind of an ace, he traveled back, so to speak, and he was in that particular place. Rashi fills in a little blanks. This is the place, Beis El. It's not the Beis El that's near I, identified elsewhere in the Torah, but it means Yerushalayim. It's a reference to Yerushalayim, because the Beis El, Beis Kel, it was the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Beis Elokim. That's Har HaMoriah, that Avram davened there, and that's the Sodeh, the Yitzhak davened, when it said, Vayetzi Yitzhak Lazuch Basodeh, in the end of Chai Sorah. Okay, anyway, this is the place of the Avos where they davened. And so he had some sort of pizza saderek, some kind of a special miracle brought him back to that place. And that's Vayivka Bamokom, that particular place. All right, now when that's where he davened, because he realized he passed by without stopping there. Now, the psukim a little bit later, in the first aliyah there in our center this morning, Vayitzei Parachav Ches Pazuk Tazayin, source 9, Vayikat Yaakov Mishnah, so Yaakov awoke from his sleep. And he was after having had that whole dream and a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Achein yesh Hashem amokom hazeh v'anoch le'adat. I realize the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong in this place. I didn't realize it. Whatever that means, he didn't realize it. Not for now. And he said in Pasuk Zion, Vayir v'ayom manorah amokom hazeh. How awesome this place is. Ein zeh kim beis elokim. This is the house of God. Zeh shar hashamayim. These are the gates to heaven. And Rashi explains in Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Zion 10, And this is the place through which tefillahs will go up to the heavens. This is the place that tefillahs are going to travel to the heaven. And the Rashi quotes a Medrash that there's a heavenly Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash Shomalo. In addition to the Beis Hamikdash Shomato and so on, exactly opposite it and so on in the heavens. But bottom line, this is a place where tefillahs will travel through directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's meant by Bezeh Shar HaShamayim. That's what it says in the Pirkei de Belezer, Medrash, a collection of Midrashim called Pirkei de Belezer, Parak Lamed Hey, source 11. When Yaakov got up, he was so frightened and so on and so full of awe that he said, this is the place. And he says, whoever, and he says, Mikana Talome, the second line of 11, Shakolam Ispala Mokam was every Shalom, Ki'ilu Ispala Lifne Kisei Kovet. Anybody who davens in this place, okay, it's like your mom is standing in front of the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shashar Shamayim, Shemhu, Upesach, Pasuach, Lishmo, Tfilo. Right, Shar Shamayim means that like the gates of heaven, so to speak, are open. This is where the tefillahs go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it says in the Pirkei de Belezer. Now, in source number 12, I'm not going to read all the psukim. I printed a group of psukim, 20 psukim from Sefer Melachim Aleph Perek Ches. That's when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdosh. So after he completed the building, there was a whole dedication ceremony and a whole inaugural ceremony and so on. And among the different things that went on is that Shlomo davened. He said a special tefillah. And in this tefillah, source number 12, in this tefillah, he spoke about the significance of this place. And as we just demonstrated before, this is the same place. This is the same Mokom, the Mokom of the Akedah, the Mokom of Yitzhak Davin, the Mokom of Yaakov Davin, and the Mokom that Yaakov called Shara Shamayim, that the tefillahs go through this place. And that's exactly what Shlomo HaMelech in his tefillah, in his opening, sort of remarks, by the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, Melach HaMelech Perachai starts in Pasuk Chavtes, goes through Pasuk Memtes, the part that I quoted in Source 12, just to look at a few things that Shlomo HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look in Chavtes. Lios, Einecha Fesuchos, Al Abayis Hazeh. Laila Vayom, your eyes, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be open and accepting this place day and night. Lishmo Al HaTfila, Sheis Pal Adukh Al HaMokom Hazeh. Accept all the tefillahs that come through this particular place. You'll see that phrase, HaMokom Hazeh, or Abayis Hazeh, several times in this collection of psukim. And, when a person, let's say, Lamed Aleph, Eis HaShe Yechta, a person commits an Avera, and he comes and he davens and so on, and posting Lamed Beis, Vata Tishma Shamayim, you should listen, and you'll hear. Again, through the tefillahs that come through Bayis Hazeh, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Binagay Fam Choy Sholifnei Oyev, if there's some sort of a war going on and so on, and people come, Vispalo at the end of Lamed Gimel, Vischanu Alecha Bayis Hazeh, Ato Tishma Hashamayim, here, okay, accept, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept the tefillahs in this place, or in Lamed Hei, Be'atzah Hashamayim, Lo Yehematar, if the skies close up, there's a drought, there's a famine, and they've got to come and daven again through this place, through this house, all these psukim. Look in Lamed Ches. Kol tefila, kol tchina, shetia lechol odom, lechol amcha yisrael, sheidun ish negel avobo, ufaras kov el abayis hazeh, they'll come to this place. So I taught tishma shamayim Lamed Ches, you should listen from heaven, so on. So it's again the idea. It gives other examples of the war, even non-Jews and so on. Again, you can look through the psukim, but you'll see that phrase, babayis hazeh, or mokom hazeh, several times in those psukim. So this seems to be the place, the mokom hamikdash, through which the tefillahs ascend, as it were, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La halacha, there is a Mishnah in Brachas Chav Ches Med Beis 13. Hayaroch ve'al hachamor. A person is riding a donkey. Today, driving a car. Fine. And it's time for mincha. No, he doesn't love to have a mincha. It's any tefillah, but this problem would tend to come up most in regards to mincha. Right? Especially this time of year, when the shkia is at 4:30 or something like that, in the middle of the day. So you got to duck out or whatever you're doing, daven mincha. Shachris, you can usually daven before you start on your day's activities. Married, you can usually daven after you finish your day's activities. Mincha requires interrupting, usually, again, especially this time of year. Mincha requires interrupting. So the guy was rochel achamor, it's time to daven. So yeirid lispav yispav. He should get off the donkey and daven. Okay, but any ochol erid, but he can't because the donkey ran away. Rashi says there in 14, shein lo. There's nobody to watch it. There's no place to park the donkey. There's no one to watch it and so on. So he should stay on the donkey, but yachzir es panav. That's the key for us right now. Yachzir es panav. He should turn his face. Rashi explains in 14, yachzir is brochas chav ches and beis. Yachzir es panav letzad Yerushalayim. He should turn his face towards Yerushalayim. Im eno yach continues the Gemara, the Mishnah. Im eno yochol achzir es panav, but he can't. Let's say he's got to watch where he's going. He's got to steer the donkey. He can't just turn his face away. So then, okay, yechaven es libo, at least in his heart, he should have in mind keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim, right? You should have as if at least in his mind, can't physically do it, but at least mentally, you as though you're standing in the kodesh hakadoshim, and then it concludes. Hayem mahalak b'sfino ba'asto. A guy was on a boat. Asto Rashi has a few different interpretations. One interpretation is in some kind of a containment area, prison or something. It means maybe a rest, whatever it means. Okay, you chav and eslibo kene, and you don't know which direction is about. So you chav and eslibo keneged beis hakadoshim, kos kodesh hakadoshim. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara on this Mishnah in Brachas Lamed Amid Aleph, verse 15, Tana Rabbanon, Suma, person is blind, doesn't know which direction is what. Or Mishani Yochal chav and eslibo, doesn't know where he is today. On your phone, you can figure out, they have a compass on your phone, so you can always know which direction is what. But until not that long ago, let's say you're going on a hike someplace, you're climbing a mountain, or you're rafting somewhere, whatever, you're in a place, and suddenly time down, and you can't tell. Sometimes you can tell based on the sun, but let's say it's a cloudy day, whatever, you don't know which direction. So what do? Tana Rabbanan 15, Suma Mishani Yochal chav and eslibo, and Rashi explains, meaning, letzad Eretz Yisrael, you don't know which direction Eretz Yisrael is. So, Yichav and Libo, can I get Aviv Shema Shemaim? So just envision you're diving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara then goes on. The Gemara then goes on to quote many of the psukim or a number of the psukim from that source in Malachim Aleph Perches. Shenema Rispalo Hashem. And then the Gemara goes on. It says, Haya Omed B'chutz Laretz. The person was in outside Eretz Yisrael. Yechaven Es Libo Keneged Eretz Yisrael. Should direct his thoughts towards Eretz Yisrael. Shenema. And again, psukim from these sedra, from this part that I quoted in other sources similar. There in Malachim Aleph Perches. Yispalo of Derech Haaretzim. What if you're in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, then you're not going to face Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So then face toward Yerushalayim. You're going to Yerushalayim. Shenem Aaron again of one of the Pesukim. What if you're in Yerushalayim? And then where do you face? So you're going to sleep, can I get Beis HaMikdash? Face towards where the Beis HaMikdash is, that part of Yerushalayim. What if, and it quotes again a puzzle. That's why sometimes, let's say a guy's on the Mokom Mikdash, he's by the coast of Amaravi. Right? He's by the coast of Amaravi. So what direction do you face then? So then you should face towards the Kodesh HaKadosh. And that's why you sometimes see, to this day, some people, they daven by the Western Wall, by the Kotel Maravi, they tilt a little to the left, because the Kodesh HaKadosh was assumed a little bit to the left. Those who have been on the Kotel tunnel tours, you go inside, you know what I'm talking about, you go all the way inside there, and they come to a place that they assume is Mul Kodesh HaKadosh. They usually stop the tour there for a few moments. You can say a few Kapil Lechtelim or something like that, opposite with the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's further to the left of where we stand when we're in the so-called Coastal Plaza. Okay, outside, davening, so the Kodesh Kodoshim is to the left. So that's why there's some people, when they daven by the Kodesh Kodoshim, they tilt a little bit to the left, because that's what the Gemara says. Yechav nesibu keneged beis Kodesh Kodoshim. Shenemar, and it quotes another pasuk. You know, what if you were achari beis hakapara? Okay, each week you get closer and closer. Then the Gemara says, at the very end, Nimsa, three lines in the bottom of 8:15. Omeid b'mizrach, if somebody is in the east, omeid b'mizrach, so then machzir ponav l'marav, you should turn your face towards the west. B'marav, if you're in the west, meaning vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael. If you're Bemara, if you're in the west, then Machzi Ponav Mizrach, face east. And that's what we do, we face Mizrach. But Dorum, Machzi Ponav Mizrach, you're in the north, south, guys in South Africa someplace, then face north. But Tzafon, you're in Siberia or somewhere in northern Russia or whatever, then face Machzi Ponav Dorum. Nimtzu, call your soul, Mechadim, Sibyl, Mokom Echad. Every Jew is directing to the same place. And Amar Oven, Vitema, Rabbi Avina, my Kroh, Pasuk says, "Kemigdal davar pasuk shirashim, kemigdal tzavet zareich ponim l'salpios tail shakalpios ponim bo." Look at the Rashi again. The idea is to face Eretz Yisrael. I quoted the pasuk in source 17, shirashim parak dalad, pasuk dalad, kemigdal davar zareich ponim l'salpios. Salpios. There's a neighborhood in Yerushalayim today called Talpiot. Right? I think a lot of Americans live there. Called Talpiot. But a play on words, salpios, tail. Two words. Tail is a hill, a mount. Tail shakalpios. Pios means mouth. Halpios, ponim lesalpios, the tail shakopios ponim show. All mouths, all Jews face in that particular direction. I also printed.
Although in the last 15, 20 years, there's become this new shita, rather than just pay flat, that, doing it, the shortest distance, yeah. Which is why sometimes here, over here, rather than facing Mizrach over here in America, some of them face in a northerly direction.
Yeah, so that's a question. First of all, we'll talk a little bit about that. That's a question, first of all, in measuring, is it the shortest distance between two points, or is it by the great circle route? Right? You look on these Maizmanim and other, these apps and so on, tell what direction to face. I think they usually have two shitas. On the map, Eretz Yisrael, let's say we're here in Teaneck, so in like New York. So Eretz Yisrael on the map, I think, is on the same latitude line as Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, I think, in Georgia. That's to the south of here. Okay. On the other hand, you would take a plane to Eretz Yisrael, flies over Europe, which is the north, because that's the great circle. That's not necessarily and that's supposedly 700 miles shorter in terms of the know, a child, that's what I do with it. That's fuel. So that's a question.
Flat mat.
What's that?
A map distortion of the globe.
That's
the true
question,
one.
Right.
Is the globe. We just use the map because we're stuck. But that's okay. Not the real one.
Well, that's the question, though. I mean, you know,
great circle is the shortest distance. The other one in the Maizmanim is the rum line. It's with constant angle. Keeping
right. I'm sorry. Right. Right. It is the shortest distance. That's why they fly that way.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, so different opinions. But bottom line is everyone is facing that direction. We'll see in a moment some details. I printed in source 18 a pasuk. That's the one pasuk from that the Gemara quotes. It's not from Elohim Aleph or Tefillah Shlomo. It's from the Tefillah Shlomo that's represented in the Divrei Yamin Beis Paragvav Pasuk Lamed Beis. Even a goy and somebody that has the expression Yispar Al Bayis has it. Okay, as the Marsha points out in the Kiddush HaGadol there in Brachos Parak Lamed Daf Lamed Aleph 19. Kol Divrei Masel Hoya Omid. Kol Hani Psukim Ksivi B'Tefillah Shlomo. All the Psukim which Gemara quote comes from the Tefillah of Shlomo Melachim and of a Sefer Divrei Yamin. Okay, V'Chol Echad Lofi Ma'ashu Binyano, and each one refers to a different situation. Right, the person's in this land he faces that way and so on, and he talks about all the different situations and explains why. Somebody would be in one situation or another, but you'll have to face that direction. And he says the pasuk Migdal David Savarech, Migdal David, that pasuk has nothing to do with what we call Migdal David today. You know, when you come into Shar Yafo, the old city, there's a building called the Citadel of David. It's called Migdal David. That's got nothing to do with David HaMelech. That did not exist. It wasn't built by David HaMelech. It was really from the Herodian times. Whatever it is, it's called Migdal David. But the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, of course, much earlier, is Kemigdal David Tzavarech, is referred to Yerushalayim Tzavarech, and Tzavar is a neck. So it means Beis Hamikdash Nidmel Tzavar Shubegova Shalav, the neck is near the highest part of the body, top of the body. So it's referred to that. Okay. Anyway, bottom line, we face towards Yerushalayim. Now it's interesting because if you look carefully, and this Tosfos points out, if you look carefully in the Gemara, back in 15, on Brachas Lamed Aleph, the Gemara is Lamed Aleph. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Suma Umishenu Yochol Lechavin Asuruti Chavin Libo Keneged Aviv Shabbat Shemayim. You direct your heart. So does it mean when we face Yerushalayim that also is talking about Libo? In other words, the next Gemara, on a few lines, you know, a little at 15, towards the end of the line, Haya Omeid B'chutzot Yechavin Es Libo Keneged Eretz Yisrael. Haya Omeid B'Eretz Yisrael Yechavin Es Libo Keneged Yerushalayim. The Gemara text that we have doesn't talk about physically facing one direction or another, not the Ritzuka route, not the Ramla. You know, it's talking about directing your heart. Chavanes libo. That's the reading of the Gemara. Okay, and it's not talking necessarily about physically posturing yourself in any one direction or the other. It's talking about where your heart should be and so on. Okay. On the other hand, later on, the end of the Gemara says Nimtza Omer Vizach Machzir Ponov Lamariv. Like three lines to the bottom, I'm not 15. When you're standing in the east, you machzir ponov lemarav. Marav machzir ponov lemizra. So a little bit of tension. We're talking about your lavior, what your intention is, your a little bit of tension. What we're talking about, your attention, your kavana, or intention, or talking about your physical posture. So Tosas, there in Brachas Lamed Aleph 20, Dibur Masel Hoya Omid, the lo garsina libo. He doesn't want the word libo in there, in the earlier parts. Okay? The ponov, I know, it's talking about your face. It's talking about where you're facing. Kedeksoni Sefer, like it says at the end of the Gemara, I just showed you. Omid b'vizrach machzir ponov l'mayrav. So Tosas says that libo doesn't belong, you know, we have in our text, but Tosas doesn't belong. It's not talking about just a mental, you know, mental intention having in mind, but rather physical posturing. Okay? The Rosh, I'm going to read it, but the Rosh in Brachas Perek Dalad, Simon Yud Tes, he taka quotes the Gemara, okay, look in the second line, Haya Omid b'ritzo yichavein kineged Yerushalayim, or the end of the first line. The Rosh Taka doesn't have the word libo. So it's not an exact quote. The Rosh is not an exact quote of our Gemara because it doesn't have the word libo. And the Madana Yontif was written by the author of the Tosas Yontif. The Yontif Lip, and Alevi Heller, more famous, I guess, the Tosas Yontif on Mishnayos. But he also wrote a parish on the Rosh, two parish on the Rosh. Okay, so printed side by side in most regular editions. So one is called the Madana Yontif, that's what we call it. Okay, and he points out, there in Brochus, Paragdal, and Simon Yutas on the Rosh, Oz Gimel, 22, Yechavin Keneged is all Goras, that's his Girsa, he Girsa Tosas, Shekoso Dologar Sin and Libu, that Panov Kais. He points out that that's not our Girsa. Yeah, some question? Okay, so that's the point thing. It doesn't have the word libo. Now the Divrei Chamudos, also written by the same author, the different parish on that Rosh and Brachas Perek Dalet Simin Yutes, Samach Zion 23. Okay, so the Divrei Chamudos points out when it says Yichaven Keneged Eretz Yisrael, okay, meaning when you're in Chutzot, you should focus on Eretz Yisrael. Again, whether it means lave, the Rosh doesn't have the word libo. Our Gemara does, but Tosfos doesn't belong. Whatever it means, it's just not just Eretz Yisrael. No, it's not just Eretz Yisrael. Let's remember the Pesukim in our Sedra, when Yaakov Avinu is sleeping, he was actually on the Makom HaMikdash, right? And the Pesukim in Melachim Aleph, Perakhes, by Shlomo HaMelech, was talking about one particular place, not Eretz Yisrael as a whole. So the Madaniyah, the Dibre Hamuras, he quotes like that for a minute. You know, he said that it doesn't mean just, it doesn't mean that's what, you look at the second line, Kain Kosov, towards the end, Kain Kosov, Tough Hey Ratio, that's a sense for Talmidei HaRabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, that's what that abbreviation is for. And then back in the Brachas, yeah, Rabbeinu Yonah will come back to him. But he says, Kain Kosov, Talmidei HaRabbeinu Yonah. And it's talking about there where you just, you know, you're having, it's not just the place where we're facing Eretz Yisrael or even facing Yerushalayim. So ultimately, you know, facing towards the Makom HaMikdash. That's what it's about. And he says they were a riot because the Gemara talks about Yerochav Al-Hamor, a guy riding the donkey. That was the Mishnah, actually, okay, earlier. Obviously, he wasn't riding his donkey in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? It means what, you know, it's got to be, that's who he's supposed to be mechaben. Now, Tosis points out something very interesting. This isn't a side point, but it's worth knowing something about. Very, very difficult, mysterious Gemara. But Tosis, on Laman Alaf and Brachos, points it out, so I'm sharing it with you, 24. Divim Asal Etzal Pios, Tel Shekol Pios Ponisham. Kehach Shmaitza Kaimalan. And that's the halacha. You face towards Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, etc., etc. It's also the conclusion of the Gemara in Perak Lo Yachbor. That's the second Perak of Baba Basra. The Kamar Asun, the Kamais, and Tzafona Des Yisrael Adrimo. Those who live to the north of Eretz Yisrael should face toward the south. Below Kahane Amar de la Elsham, and not like the other Amorim there, we have a whole discussion where the Shechina is located. The Machlok is Shechina B'Mizrach or Shechina B'Marav. We'll see in a moment inside. And Tosis concludes the Akshav She'anu B'Marav Shel Eretz Yisrael. We, the Balei Tosfos lived in Europe, you know, in France. We are to the east of Eretz Yisrael. So, we are to the west of Eretz Yisrael. That's why we face east. We face Mizrah, right? Because we're to the west of Eretz Yisrael. So we face east. That's what Balei Tosfos says. What's he talking about? It's a fascinating Gemara, difficult to interpret. And I have no problem saying it's difficult to interpret, because we'll see in a moment that the Eretz Yisrael said it's difficult to interpret. The Gemara of Baba Basra, Chav Ham and Bey's interesting comment, 25. Amar B'Yitzchak, Harotza Sheyachim. Person wants to acquire wisdom, Yadrim, face south. Rashi says there in 26, and sorry, to the next page, Yadrim bitfiloso yachzir ponav ladorim. You daven, face south. Okay? So, Vishyashir, if you want to become wealthy, Yatsin, face north. What's going on? Why? Simona Shulchan bitsofanam and orbidorim. In the base Hamikdash, the Shulchan, which represented prosperity and had the food on it and so on, the lechem upon him, symbolizing osher and prosperity, that was towards the north. So you want to achieve prosperity, wealth, daven towards the north. You want to achieve wisdom, the menorah represents Or HaTorah and so on, so face towards the south. Yeshua ben Levi says, no, Omer lo olam yadrim. You should always face towards the south. Should we talk Shemitzchak and Misasher? If you're smart enough to figure out how to become rich too. Okay, whatever you mean. Shanema orcha minu smolo o shivakovit. All right. Bahar Yeshua ben Levi omar shechina b'marav. But I thought Yeshua ben Levi himself said that the shechina dwells in the west. I don't know what that means. We'll have to see. Well, it feels in Shechina's west. Yeah, the Hanami should face towards the west. The Mitzade Atzadude, which comes to be important shortly, tilt a little bit in the other direction. Atun, the Yasvinu, the Yasvisu, Bitzonah, the Eretz Yisrael. This is in Bavel. Chanina, Ravashi is in Bavel. So Chanina, some say it's from Chaviva, whoever it was, said to Ravashi, going Atun, the Yasvisu, Bitzonah, the Eretz Yisrael. You will live in Bavel, which is the north of Eretz Yisrael. Adrimu Adrumi should face towards the south. How do we know that Bubba is north of Eretz Yisrael? I'll call Yosha Eretz. We'll see that in just a moment. Okay. First of all, I just printed the pasuk in Mishlei. Rashi says, first of all, look in Rashi in 26, there in Chav Haven Beis Mavavasa, the Mitzadeh, that's to do the Ma'atlet Sadorim, tilt a little bit in that direction. But he says you always face towards the south and so on. It quotes the pasuk Malachim, which again, Tosa said, that's the conclusion of the Gemara. He faced towards Yerushalayim, not like the like they want to say, face toward the north or the south. Pasuk in Mishlei, Paragimel Tazayin, Pasuk Tazayin, Erchim Yisrael, Bimino, Bismol, Osher, Kovit, fine. But the proof, so to speak, that Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael, that comes from 28, Parak Aleph in Yirmiyahu. That's the Haftarah for the first of the 3 weeks between Shavuot and Thomas and Tisha B'Av, the so-called Gimel de Parnusa. So there, Kodesh Baruch Hu shows the Yirmiyahu a vision, and he says, what do you see? He saw a bubbling pop bubbling over, and it's facing towards the north. And Hashem said, you're right. Eli mitzafon tiposach hara al kashrut, because the trouble is going to come from the north. There's a reference to the Babylonians, the Bnei Babel, coming to attack Yerushalayim and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, a lot of Nevuahs of Yirmiyahu about that destruction. Okay.
What type? Anyway, what type of question is this that the Gemara is asking? Where do, you know, Babel? I mean, yeah. They lived there. They knew where.
So I'll get to that in a second. It's a good question. I saw somebody else. We'll see. It's an excellent question. Funny. You need a pasuk, right? Without them, Lomeli cross varhu, right? Okay. Well, hold the thought. But before we get to that, and the whole sugya in Rabbi Basra started with also a funny statement. I didn't before, which the Gemara makes a funny statement. Well, I don't know. What does this mean anyway? Gemara Shubha Levi says, Shechina b'marav. So there is a Mishnah in Rabbi Basra. So that's what the Gemara is on. Chav Hamad, Alf 29. Marchikin es hanavelos es hakvaros es haburski min ha'ir chamish ramam. This perk in Rabbi Basra is discussing what we might call today zoning laws. Zoning laws about what you can build where and near other people. And again, the first perk of Rabbi Basra also talks about shutfin, your partners, and I want to build a fence, but it's going to block your view and all these things. So what we call zoning laws are found there in Rabbi Basra in the first couple of prakim. So one of the laws is, Marchikin es hanavelos es hakvaros, you know, where you throw the carcass and the animals have to be a certain distance away from the city. And Rashi explains, there in Chaf Hamad Aleph, Mishum Re'echa, because it smells bad. It's not, you can't just throw them in a place that's going to smell bad. The garbage dump and so on has to be a certain distance away. Again, zoning laws. Okay, and one of them is a burski. Burski is like a tannery. You know, they work with hides of animals. It also smells bad. Okay, has to be 50 yamas away. All right. Enos in burski al-mizrach here. So one opinion is tanning can be, it should only be the east of the city. Maybe it has to do with the wind. That's what Rashi explains, the way the winds blow, at least in that area. Okay. Okay. You can do it in any way, but any direction, not necessarily east, but not west. So Gemara asks on Chaf Hamad Aleph 31. Why? Tadira. What does Tadira mean? What does it mean? Well, to the west is Tadira. What's Tadira? Who Tadira? Elamai Tadira. The Gemara is back and forth. I didn't quote the whole thing, but you can look it up if you want. Chafayim and Alvim Baba Basra. Elamai Tadira. Tadira b'shchina. That's where the Shechina is. Now, I don't know what that means. Rav Oshia Amar Sovar Shechina b'chol makom. Rav Bishmol Sovar Shechina b'chol makom. Rav Sheisha Sovar Shechina b'chol makom. Rav Yavoh Amar Shechina b'marev. So it's interesting. It's somehow the Shechina is more noticeable or more presence. More present in the West. As an important point, Tosis there in Baba Basra on Chaf Hamad Aleph Dumasa L'chol Ruchasa Ukman 33 says, like he said in Brachas, like we saw before. Okay, we saw the Tosis in Brachas on Basra 24. Daf Lamad Aleph Dumasa L'talpios. Tosis here in Baba Basra also says Kol Hani Amaroi Leslahu. They don't agree with the Brice in Brachas. Shechayav Odom Espalad Eged Yushalayim. Yushalayim. Either northeast, southwest, depending where you are. Okay, I mean, you know, obviously directions depend on where you are, where you're standing. And the Gemara says in Brachas that we saw your face toward Yushalayim. These Amoraim were saying you should face this direction, or Mara, or Dharam. Obviously, you don't hold from it. And they point that they bring it from Psukim. They bring it from Psukim, right? Vispalacha derech habayis. Ella sabri k'rishmol d'amar b'chol makom shchina. Obviously, that we hold like a b'shmol, says it's everywhere. Okay, and those others who say Shechina b'marav hold like Rabbi Akiva, that's why he didn't want to set the tannery up to the west of the city and so on. So it's actually a machlokas. As a side point, it's not available in the Bar Ilan, so it's not printed here. But the Binyan Shlomo, Shlomo Vilna was a dying in Vilna, so the Binyan Shlomo in Simon Tess, it's not in the Bar Ilan here. Shlomo Vilna was the one who edited, so to speak, the Vilna Shas, anyway, among other things. But he wrote Tshuva, it's called Binyan Shlomo. So Binyan Shlomo, he says, how could you have an argument to Psukim in Melachim? Melachim Aleph. Shlomo Melech said, well, how could an argument? Some Aroim said, you don't have to face. What do you mean? Shlomo Melech said that the Tefillah should come through this place, right? So he says, maybe that he suggests that's only when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. But these Amoraim are obviously living in Babel after the Chorban HaBayis. Maybe the same dinner don't apply. Okay. This whole business, Shechina b'marav, I do want to mention as an aside, we don't understand exactly what it means, but it does have a little bit of a relevance to a practice that we have on Friday nights when we say L'chadodi. So the last paragraph, we turn around for Boi V'Shalom. And we turn around to what? We turn around to the door. We're welcoming Shabbos in, right? That's the moment we're about to say Mizmashir. We're sort of welcoming the Shabbos in like we welcome in a Kala or a Queen, right? So we turn around towards the doorway. Is that what we face? Or we just turn around towards the opposite of the Oren, which are, let's assume our Oren is to the east. We face towards the west. So if the door is in the back Good. So it's the same thing. I had the horn is to the east. You turn around to the door. The door's in the back of the shul. Good. But let's say I have a shul, and we think of many shuls that we know, that the doors are on the side. Okay, something the doors in the front. Okay, you know, to the right or to the left of the horn. Okay, so what do you do then by Boy Vishalom? So I think, I believe I heard that the, and read that Rav Soloveitchik thought, should face towards the door. It's lav dafka, the opposite way of the way the horn, wherever the door is. The door is like on the right side or left side, north or south. So face that way. I mean, you know, you're welcoming the Shabbos to the door.
Shouldn't you face the Ezra's Noshim, where the Shabbos Malka will be coming from?
Okay, that's if the Ezra's Noshim in the back. Yeah, Kenzine. But I think Moshe writes, you should face towards Marav, to the west, lav dafka, towards the door, because Shechina b'Marav, you're welcoming the Shechina. Okay, you know, it's an interesting point. That the whole concept of Shechina b'Marav, that the Pharisees saw on that mission, Baba Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Test 34, says, first he tries to give a reason for it, to explain it, you know, I mean, he says logically, right, in the second line, for there's Os Ayin Dalad in the Yochin, the regular, the very strong, the regular Mishnahs, and Os Ayin Dalad, that mission, Baba Basra, says, Ein Kedushas Elokusas Baruch HaShkochas B'chol Mokom B'Shavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, so to speak, is not everywhere in the exact same way. Yeah, Malochar, it's close. Okay. But, you know, for example, Kadosh Baruch Hu's in a garbage dump or in a place where there's Tumah. Not the same as when he's, okay, and he's Psukim from Tanakh, that Gami Tanakh, Mukhash, Enach Shkocham, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shav B'chol Adam, Chol Zman, Chol Makom. It's not the same with every person, not the same. And that's an interesting philosophical debate. I mean, what do we mean when we say Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere? I mean, the children sing, you know, Hashem is here, Hashem is that real? I mean, you know, Hashem is nowhere really in a certain sense, but whatever, I understand, that's what he's grappling with, okay? And he says that sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu is more noticeable, let's put it that way, to us, you know, in different places, and he has psukim and so on, and he says, I was marachin in some of my drushes, I don't know where, okay? But he says at the end, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he says at the end of the day, it's a very, very difficult concept to, you know, to understand. And I think, look at the last three lines. Adayin lo nocha daiti, there are kol kadura arts agulhu. Okay, there's no place, you know. First of all, when you talk about east and west, you know, Shechina b'Marav. Okay, what do you mean Shechina b'Marav? One second, he says. Shechina b'Marav from where you are? Okay, from where you are? So he says, he gives an example. Let's say I'm standing here in this town, in Teaneck, okay? And whatever angle, Fairlawn is to the west. Okay, so Shechina is there. But let's talk about the city that's in between. Paramus is in between Teaneck and Fairlawn. So what's the story of Paramus? That's where the Shechina is, because it's Shechina b'Marav. But what about the people in Fairlawn? From the perspective of the people of Fairlawn, who live in Fairlawn, Paramus is to the east. So that's what the Tiferes Tzol said. The Tiferes Tzol was, you know, lived in the 1800s. He was very knowledgeable in science. We find a number of places where he refers to things in science. That's why some don't like his, some circles don't study the Tiferes Tzol, because he... It brings in scientific ideas, but here it's not just a scientific idea. The world is round. So depending on your perspective, what's east of one place is west of a different place, right? So what do you mean Shechina b'Marav? Marav vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis where who is, right? So that's really part of the problem that Jackie mentioned earlier. But it depends where you are. Okay, so he says, I'm looking at the top line of the second page. Well, Ir Shabimarav, you also Revach Batsma Mutalaborski, and where you put the tannery. So they can put the tannery because it's to the west of their town, but to the east of the other town. I mean, you know, it's difficult to understand. Anyway, like always, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you hear all these different areas. You ever see a map of what they call East Jerusalem? This is where the Muslims, the Arabs claim this is East Jerusalem. How is that East Jerusalem? The Canyon Malcha, the mall, you know, the Malcha Mall, officially part of East Jerusalem. Well, depending where you're standing, this is East Jerusalem. Depends where you are. So any part, anything is East Jerusalem, depending where you are. Anyway, that's what the Tversel points out. So the end, he says, I die in the three lines of the bottom, I die in Lonocha, Daiti. Okay, I'm not comfortable with any of these approaches. And he says, we have to understand, we can't understand Shechina b'Marav. Hey, Neil, this Daiti, two lines. The Shechina b'Marav, Dover Nelam, Veniskov, Misechal, Enochi. There's a concept which is just hidden from regular human knowledge. It's some kind of mystical or esoteric idea. You know, I don't know. So, all right. Anyway, getting back to our issue. So, the Rosh also said, like Tosa, getting back to our issue 35, the Rosh there in Brachas, in Perek Dalet in Yitzchak, says, like Tosa said, we pasken like the Gemara in Brachas, never mind all the discussion, Shechina b'Marav, whatever problems there are, whatever it means, we don't pasken that way. Okay, but rather we pasken like the Gemara in Brachas, and he says also at the end, the Rosh does. Therefore, Masha Anu Mechavnim Ha'idna LeMizrach, that which we today face Mizrach. You know, the Rosh lived in Spain. Okay, eventually, so today to the west of Eretz Yisrael. So we face east. They show Ashanu B'Marova Shel Eretz Yisrael. But here there are a couple of long comments from the Tosis Yontif. Again, in his commentary on the Rosh. So the Vandana Yontif in Brachos Paragdalis Mitat Yotes Os Vav, he has a little bit of a problem. Okay, and also a question Jackie has before. He says, first of all, what do you mean? Wait a minute. The Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Bavel is to the east of Eretz Yisrael. And he brings Raya's many times. The Gemara says the B'nai Bavel, they talk about Eretz Yisrael. They call it Marova, the Marova Amri. They're referring to out west in Eretz Yisrael. We say in New York, we say out west, we mean the West Coast, in Los Angeles, California. Right, but in the quite a number of times we find that expression, the Gemara b'marova amri, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael say, so it means the bubbles to, that was said by the Bnei Bavel, so Bnei Bavel to east of Eretz Yisrael, right? So he says, we'll get back. That's what he's bothered. So they really should face, they should be facing west, okay. Now, but you want to tell me they were a little bit to north also. Well, one second, right? Because Bavel extends, you know, a little bit to north. So then, they're to the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. So then, and that's where they face you. So guess what? He says, Tosfos Yontif lived in Krakow. Tosfos Yontif lived in Poland. So he said, we shouldn't really be facing east. We should be facing southeast from Poland, right? And the Tosfos Yontif is buried in the Ramah, in the cemetery, in the back of the Ramah Shul, right? The Tosfos Yontif is there. So, where the Ramah is also buried. So the Tosfos Yontif says, one second, so on the second line, he says, "Im kain anan nami, afal pi she'anu marovis l'Eretz Yisrael." It's true, we here in Europe are to the west of Eretz Yisrael, but lo marovis mamish, it's not due west, okay? Not due west, ela marovis son is northwest. Kidu l'chorome roi mapas olam, as you know, who knows on the map. Okay, and therefore we should tilt a little bit, you know, to so he says, and that's what may be what that whole discussion about Jume facing toward the south, that means a little bit more towards the south, and both. But anyway, then he says, Jack, answered your question before, he says, because the Bnei Bavel knew, he said they knew they were to the west of Eretz Yisrael. The Chiddush was, they didn't realize it was a little bit to the northwest. Okay, I'm sorry, to the east of Eretz Yisrael, to the west of them. They're to the east of Eretz Yisrael. That everybody knew. So you don't need a pasuk. But they didn't realize it also was partially to the north. So he says, that's in the pasuk. That's what he says. I mean, take it or leave it. But he says, Bnei Bavel knew, but lo, the fifth line towards the end of 36, the fifth line of 36, lo hiyo mefursim lakova, l'chein hutzach lovi raya ledvar from the pasuk. Okay, but in any event, that's an interesting point that he makes, and analyze that instance of the Shina Bedarim. And he writes, v'tesayeh, 5 lines to the bottom of 36, Tazel Reish Mem Yud. Reish Mem is Rav Mordechai Yaffe. That's the author of the Levush. It's an important Sefer Halacha, the Levush. Okay, you know, like a Shulchan Aruch type work. Mordechai Yaffe is called the Levush because there's Mordechai. So, you know, Mordechai Yatzev, Melech Levush Malchus. There's several different Svarim. Levush Malchus, Levush Shur, and all from that puzzle. Levush Yerushushan. Anyway, so he says, the honor Yoshi Maravis, he also lived in Europe. The honor Yoshi Maravis, son of Sezo, Shiesh, only Spalal, Klapa, Mizrakis, Domis. He says, we talk in Eretz in Europe should face southeast. Ulahamid, Kaina, Kosla, Mizrahi, the eastern wall of the shore, should, where the Aron is, should be a little bit in that direction. Okay? And he said, maybe that's the more Baba Basu means also. All right, anyway, that's an interesting RNA. It tells you to look further than the Divrei Chamudos. That's his other commentaries. I printed it there. It's long. I'm not going to read the whole thing. That's the Divrei Chamudos in Brachos Perek Dalet Siman Yutes, Os Samach Ches 37. And he says, he quotes the Smag. And even though the Gemara says you should face to the south if you want to become wise, and north you want to become wealthy and so on, he said, that's a question. Yeshua Levi says, you're always faced towards the south. And he talks about it. Studat thought he's tilting in a certain direction. Anyway, then he brings up something else, facing towards the east where the sun rises. That's a different problem because that's what the heretics did. The Tzedukim always faced towards the sun. And remember that Gemara, the Gemara talks about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Gemara in the Sukkah, the Mishnah, talk about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Mikdash, the real Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So they would turn at one point towards the other direction. They would say, our ancestors, remember, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, I didn't print it, but I should have printed it. Our ancestors used to daven towards the sun. But we, Anu l'kol l'kayanenu. Right? We is on a lekol kainen. So then we talk about Kodesh Baruch. Anyway, so he talks about that, and he suggests that really we should make the tzad tefillah should be a little alachson on an angle, and so on, as he said in the Madan Yontif from the Lavush. Anyway, he also says that we should we should build our shuls that way, and he quotes the whole Lavush once again, and he notes, I mean, again, interesting just analysis of it. He notes that that's not the minig. Okay, somehow that's not the minig. Okay, the minig is somehow that we in Europe face only to the east. And he says, okay, but since the Gemara talked about tzduda, it's sort of tilting. He said maybe someone who davens towards the east in the shul, maybe you should at least let tzadei look at the last line. He writes the second last line. He writes about himself. V'chein ani ragil lasos letzadei lemizrachis dromis. I dive in the east, that's the shul's facing the east, but I tilt a little bit, my head, towards the south a little bit, towards the southeast a little bit. Unless I'm davening by myself or something like that, and I'm in the south, or unless I'm davening in the south, then it'll look like I'm turning my back, and I have to be careful about that too. Okay, but that's what he says. Bottom line, with this idea of facing towards Eretz Yisrael, facing towards the Makom Mikdash, is an important halacha. The Rambam quotes it, halacha Perek Hey of Hilchos Tefillah. Halacha Aleph Shmona Dvarim Tzarch Mispal Lizar Ben Las Soson. There are 8 things you should be careful about when davening. But when Dachuk Onenas, some problem or some other situation, or you didn't do it, it's Ein Ma'akvin. It doesn't disqualify your tefillah. Elohein Amida, you're supposed to stand. And the other thing for us, Nochach Hamikdash. The Rambam counts that as something one should do. If you didn't do it either on purpose or you didn't know or whatever happened, well, that's just the way it was. Sometimes you have a shul that's built in such a way that they had no choice but to build it with the aron in a different direction. Okay, we'll get back to that shortly. But he says, Nochach Hamikdash, facing the Mikdash, that's one of the things. It doesn't disqualify the tefillah. But what does it mean? Halacha Gimel explains, Nochach Hamikdash Ketzav. Quotes this Gemara. I omer b'chutz la'aretz machzi ponov nocha. He says ponov, by the way, not just libo. Ponov nocha eretz Yisrael. I omer eretz b'aretz mechavanes ponov to Yerushalayim, etc., etc. Okay, and he says, what if a guy's on a boat and so on? Then you have no choice. You don't know what to face. Then it's just in your heart. And the Kesef Mishnah there in 39 Perek Halacha Gimel says that this is the Brisa, and he accepts the Girsa that our Girsa says omer b'chutz chavin libo k'neged eretz Yisrael. Okay. But the Rambam understands, even if he accepts that Girsa, libo means physically, not just your heart. Okay, and he quotes the Rosh. We saw that already in the sources. The Kalecha Mishnah also mentions that the Rambam understands that it means physical direction. The whole idea is as if you're in the place of the Beis HaKodesh, Kadoshim, and so on. The Shulchan Aruch presents his din in Aruch Chaim Siman Tzadi Dalad, Sif Aleph, B'kumal Ispala, when you get up to Davin, Imhayo Amin Chutzor, Tzachsi Panov. Kenegar Eretz Yisrael, right? Again, when you face Eretz Yisrael, like we said before, from the Marshal, the Kodesh Rabbeinu Yonah, you should, as if you're faced toward Eretz Yisrael, but it means Yichaven Gam Yerushalayim. It's not just physically facing Eretz Yisrael, but you should have in mind also, so it kind of melds, if you will, the two ideas, right? And the Mechaber kind of says, well, both things are right in the way. It's both things. He says, physical posture, direction, physical face to face where you're facing, that should be towards Eretz Yisrael. But you have in mind also Yerushalayim and the Makom Mikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it kind of like blends both ideas together, right? So we have in Gam LeMikdash and so on. Siv Beis, in Mispal L'Ruch B'Shar Ruchos, if you're davening in a different direction, then Yitzadet Ponov L'Tzad Eretz Yisrael. At least tilt your face a little bit if you can't face that whole direction. The same thing we mentioned before. Ramor writes, of Anu, Ramor again in Krakow, Poland, Anu Shemachzirin Panen LeMizrach, Nishan Yosh, Marashal Eretz Yisrael. Again, like we said before, we are face east because we're in the west of Eretz Yisrael. And you should not build the Aron exactly. It's a little difficult to understand. Mr. Brook points out it's not a topic now. We should build it in the direction of the sun, but not in the like midday to the window that comes in through the through the windows. Okay, we won't go into that issue right now. Now, Steve Gimel, Mishen, Yochel, Chavan, Ruchos, Yichavan, Libo, Lovei, Shabbos, Shemayim. The Atar Zekanim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch there, or Chaim Sadi Dalet, Tukot, and Aleph, he says, we face east because we're to the west of Eretz Yisrael. He says, second line, V'chol ha'arotzo so'elo ha'sha'onim v'zormem, kulo ha'mehem k'neged marovitz tzona sha'aretzo. We're really northwest. We Europeans here are northwest. V'eino mechavnim marav Eretz Yisrael mamish. So we're not facing due west, okay? And therefore, he says, "Lefichach," like we said before, "Tov v'nochon she'osin beis haknesses yasu kosum mizrachis she'osin shomar kodesh mispala kenegdo she'tenotek tzas letzad mizrachis dromas." A little bit towards the east, you can quote from that Lavush, Okay. And then he mentioned someone wants to be Mekayim, this business of davening for learning or wisdom and davening for wealth, then you should tilt a little bit in that direction. But you have to be careful not to turn your back to the Arna Kodesh. So a long piece in the Taz, you've got now there in Siman Sadi Dalad, he mentioned at the end, what if you realize in the middle, okay, we quote the Gemara, but that's not a whole discussion, but he says, what if a guy in the middle davening realizes facing the wrong way? Okay. Three lines on the bottom. Aval im shochach v'spal alamar of nira d'lo yafoch ponav tzad im ken yeponav neged tzofon odorim. If you you realize now you're facing towards the west. We had miscalculated where we were in the, and it wasn't a shul, it was a pickup minion in some room somewhere. You didn't realize. So he says in the middle, but don't move to the north or the south. Okay. Because that's, you know, that's not going to do anything. But he says, ain't tzark lahafzik, you don't have to stop the Shemoneh Esrei, alak or raglov, and move to face the other direction. Okay, because at the end of the day, some say anyway you should face towards that direction. But the Berhetiv says not everyone agrees with that. The Berhetiv is forgotten Gimels, he quotes the Taz, Shehela Dim Shochel Ispalav Latzofan Adam, Yafoch Ponov Tzara Mizrach. If you're facing north or south and you just realize it, then you can fix it easily. Just tilt a little bit to the, you know, to the east if you realize it in the middle. But if you're facing towards the west, then you shouldn't turn around. And he says, ain't Tzarek Lahafzik, but he writes, Tshuva is Yad Elio, I'm not sure that is. Cholek, because of Tzarek Lahafzik, it's so important, you have to stop Mishman Esrei and tilt in that direction, change the direction, and so on. The Machlokas, Mishabur, is have gotten Yud, and they're in Siman Sadi Dalad, right? He Amad Lutzofon Adam, he's Kiru, and someone told you you're facing the wrong direction. Oster Lakol Rako, you should not stop in the middle. Okay, we're about to tilt your to the east or west. If you can do that, you're facing towards the west, then forget about Lo Yakor Ragov, that's in the Shabura Paskins, like the Taz. Okay. Now, obviously, when building the shul, it is preferable to build the shul in such a way that the Aron is in the right direction. That's the Rambam presents that in Hilchas Tila, Perek Yud Alav Alach Beis, Kishabonim Beis HaKnesses, Bonim Bo Heichal Shem Aleichem Bo Sefer Torah, Ubonim Heichal Zeh Baruch Shem Yisbalim, Kenek Da Bo Sa'ir. The Heichal means the Aron, we call the Aron HaKodesh, should be in the Sfaradim still called Heichal. So that should be in the direction that people are facing. So people are always facing that when they daven. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Nun of Aruch Haim, Tiv Hei, 47, Ein Poskim Besach Beis HaKnesses, the door is on the other side. Because if people are facing that direction, you know, then the door you want the other way. All right. Now, and the Mishabur explains the Kotan Yudalov there in Siman Kuf Nun 48. Tom should talk about Aron Shom. It quotes the Rambam. The Heichal, the Aron, should be in the place where people are facing. But now, Telukot 49, the Bir Halacha points out in Siman Kuf Nun Sivhei, Shubaruach, he quotes a Tosefta finding, writes, Vitzarech Ion. What about? Some pressing circumstances. They can't build the Aron to the east. Whatever the reason, the structure of the building, you know, the beams, whatever else. Okay, so, I'm in YU. So the old base medrash in YU, now it's called the old base medrash, they call the official base medrash, that Aron is facing north. Okay, the new building, the Gluck base medrash, is facing east. If you go to what's called the Shenk Shul, the old Shiva Salvechik, it's facing south. Okay, in Lamp Auditorium, would have the Aron that's facing west. So, you know, why you have all the options? Okay, big tent Judaism, right? Everybody's happy, everybody's unhappy, whichever it is. But here also, here let's say, B'nai Shun, okay, the base medrash, the Aron is not facing the same way as the Aron in the Aron in the base medrash is to the north, and the Aron in the what they call the new main is northeast, and in the old main, it's east. It's not all in the same direction. So so Mr. Burr understands, sometimes there's circumstances such you can't do it. So what do you do? So which way should I daven? Should I face Mizrach anyway? Because that's toward Yerushalayim. Or should I face the Aron? It doesn't answer it. Mr. Burr is misupik as to what to do in that situation. The Magen Avraham is not Mesupik. The Magen Avraham in 50, so Sivkot and Gimel, V'Ono Shemach Zirin, L'chein Kovon HaHechel Mizrach, and he writes, V'afilu Kovon HaHechel B'tzad Acher Yispal B'Mizrach. He says, face east, never mind where the Aron is. Okay, if the Aron is, it's proper to build the Aron on that direction, but even if they built the Aron in a different direction, he says, should face Mizrach. Mishabur wasn't sure about it. That's the Magen Avraham pass. It's a very hated, Siman Sadi Dalad and Sivkot and Gimel continuation, 51. Beis HaKnesses, Shemido, Boaz, Aron HaKodesh, Litzad Dorim, Shalom, V'chulo, Mispala, Neged, Aron HaKodesh, I'm going to face the Aron, Shul, Litzad Dorim, Yuchal is Pavel Bitzad Mizrach. It's okay to face Mizrach, even though everybody else is davening to the south. It's not Yura, it's not Ava, and so on. And others disagree and said, no, face the direction of Tzibur. Never mind facing east, whatever the Tzibur is doing. So again, it's some question as to what the right thing to do is. The Mishnah Berurah, in some cotton tests of Simon Tzadi Dalam 53, writes, we Europeans, you know, and Americans face it towards the east. But if you have Shalikbov Mizrach, then Yikbov Dorom, then try and put it in the south, okay, or north, but just not the west, so you won't have to turn around with your back to the arm. That you're not supposed to do, okay? And he writes, Umiyo, here he in the Bir Alocha, in Simon Kufnun 49, Simon Kufnun Sifei, in the Bir Alocha, he wasn't sure. Here in the Mishnah Bura, in Sivkot and Yud, he writes, he says, Beis HaKnesses, Shemidu Bo, Es Arna Kodesh, Tzad Dorma Olam, Vekulo Mispalo Negar HaKodesh, Hu, Tzad Dorm, Avshu, Shalo Kehogan, nevertheless, Habol Ispalo, Shem Yispalo, Tzad Shatzibur Mispalin. He says there, face the way that Tzibur is dominating. Never mind, Mizrach, not like the Mogan of Rome. So again, the Mishnah Bura here is a little bit, clear, he said, and again, at the end of the cotton test also. So, wait a minute, he's kind of contradicts himself in the two halachas back to back in Tess and Yud. So he said, well, no, tilt your face a little bit to the east. That's what he means. Okay, face towards the arm and tilt a little bit to the east. Or at least move your face towards the east. And that's the Mishabura's hachra. Again, the end of Sivkot and Test. You should face east. But then the next Sivkot and Yud, he says, Abol Ispal, Shem, shouldn't do, but they had no choice. Ispal at such a Tzibur, do whatever the Tzibur does, but turn a little bit towards the east. Tzibur usually faces towards the Rosh Hashulchan, Sin Sadi Dal Tzibur Gimel, 53. Rachashulchan writes, Ima Arna Kodesh Omer Tzad Tzofan Tzad Darm, Bechol at Tzibur Mispal and also Tzad, Be'echad Rotz Lispal and Mizuch, Lo Yasek. Never mind, do what the Tzibur does. Okay, otherwise, everyone's bowing in a different direction, and looks like Shtei Rishuyos and so on. I remember the old Beis Medrash in YU. So the Shechter Shalita used to tilt. He would, I think who else was there? Rabbi Blau. I think it's out in the front. Rabbi Blau used to face the same direction in Oren. So that the old Beis Medrash was north, and then Rabbi Shechter was next to him. He faced a little bit towards the east, a little bit sort of north, sort of northeast, a little bit he tilted, and Rabbi Reichman Shlita faced all the way to the east. I remember once with the Purim Shpil, they had a whole thing. There was a major collision in front of the Royal Base Majors. Everyone was taking the three steps back and they're banging into each other. Okay, anyway, but that's a different practice you see here in the postgame. Machashokan says, you know, face towards the way that Tzibur does it. All right, and unless he says you're davening by yourself, okay, then you don't have to worry about it. There's a long tshuva about this in the Netziv. Netziv was aware of this problem too. Tshuva's Meshiv Dover, that's in the Netziv's collection. Tshuva's Chelek Aleph Simon Yud, 54, Chakira, Beinyan Tfila Letzad Mizrach. And he writes, Yesh Harbe Bate Knesios Shalema Hecha Kovu Bedorm. There are many shuls, for whatever technical reason, that's how the building was the only way they could build it, you know, comes up, right? The Yesh Pesaknesh Hecha Kovu Mizrach. Okay, now the Gaboyim wanted to make some switches and so on and face this way, and it was also a church outside, whatever. But he discusses in the second paragraph 54, Hine Le Spal Letzad Mizrach Shalem Yisrael, Yushalayim, that abbreviation, Tav Vav Base, Tibana Visikonim Hervimeno. Sometimes you see an aleph afterwards. Okay, that's a halacha psuka. And he quotes the Gemara Brachas, and he brings up the whole Gemara Baba Basra. So we don't have to read the whole Netziv and the Rambam and everything else. But he posits it's really a machlokas. He quotes as a machlokas, the Rashi and the Smag. Netziv was his analysis. It works that out. Okay, he works out the two different Gemaras in Baba Basra and the Gemara Brachas, and he says it's a machlokas what the ikar is. Okay, is the Iker facing towards the Klapei Shechina, you know, and so on. And he says the Machlokas, and he also suggests that the Machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramo, okay, because each one said, what if you want to fulfill the Rotsa Sheyachim Yadrim? That's why the Rabbinical Council of America, the RCA, published, I don't think they publish anymore, but they published a Torah journal called Hadorom. You ever see it? Hadorom. It's a collection of Torah articles. I don't think they publish anymore. Maybe they do. I haven't seen it in a while. But anyway, so they call it Adorim because Harotza Shiachim Yadri. Okay, anyway. So, but he talks about that and he says that the Mechaber and the Ramo Mashma a little bit differently. Should you face primarily this way and then tilt that way or face primarily the other way and tilt this way? So to the point is, he writes, my Ato, second last paragraph of 54, Im Nikba Alpi Eza Siba Hechal Hu Arona Kodesh Bitzad Dorim Shaloka fiyadin. It's not the proper thing to do. It's sometimes unavoidable. So, and he says it's tali b'dat. Natalia b'machokas Rashi esmag shemachokas chavar moa. If Yosef Tov shupon of klape heichol yitzad del mizrach, is it better to face the aron and just turn it a little bit to the east and say that's ramoa? All hefech kirish Rashi machaber shupon of lemizrach yitzad del heichol. Okay, and then he quoted that Magen Avraham, said you should for sure face, you know, should for sure face towards Mizrach. Okay. And then he calls on a man, he's like, Nesrik, for Nikbar, Midorah, my raw issue, Al Koponim is Balat Sad Mizrach. But Shalom Nagu came. The time is, because most people feel they're used to, Hamon Murgolim, Lispala Bitsad Echel. People are used to davening where they are, right? They're used to davening in the direction, they are. That's the way people are. Okay, and so therefore, that's a question whether you should look different and so on. And again, it's a question maybe of tilting a little bit in a different direction. But that's the nitziv. I just want to point out to finish up just a couple moments. The Noda Behuda has a tshuva. Madur Tijana Chilek Arachaim Simon Yud Gimel. He was talking about a different situation. He was talking about what about by Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, apparently the situation came up. The shul was dark or whatever it was. They had no lights. It was a dark day. The old days didn't have electricity. So where the window was, was not in the right, correct direction. And the Baal Kori couldn't see him. It was a small city Torah, or whatever. So they wanted to move the table where they're going to lean from over near the window so you get light from the window. It wasn't facing the right direction. Right? That was the problem that he confronted. So he basically says that there's no din by that's a din only in Tefillah. Okay? It's only a din in Tefillah. All right? And it's not a din in Kriyas HaTorah. The second line, he says, Kriyas HaTorah, Yochal Yil Sa'ez Etzad Sheyirtze. You know, this sometimes comes up on Simchas Torah. They make, numerous different kriyas in different rooms. You know, they bring a Sefer Torah downstairs, and they bring it to the youth room, and they bring it to this classroom and the other place, right? And a lot of times in Simchas Torah, they do that. So is there any kpeda that you dafka, if you can, okay. If there's any kpeda dafka face mizrach, another Yehuda says not over here. Now, it's interesting, just to finish up, there's a sifrei in Dvarim, Parashas Chana, Piska, Chav Tes, and Os Chav Zayin. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to stop davening and so on, and not to let you enter Israel. So it says, but he said, "Alei Rosh HaPiska, go on top of the hill," right? And later on in Parshas Los Abroch, we talk, read that, right? We read it in Simchas Torah, it's part of the Chasim Torah, the end of the Chumash. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Moshe Rabbeinu up to the mountain. He says, "You can look into there, so we can't go." I always found it to be a very, very powerful pasuk. my shul, they usually give me the Chasim Torah, some minute to give it to the Rabbi of the shul, so I get the Alei Chasim Torah, and whenever it comes to that pasuk. People have seen it probably. My eyes always well up with tears. You know, here's Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Harei Sicha Beno, you saw the land, but you're not going there." And it's always to me a very powerful moment. It was towards a day of great joy. We're finishing the Torah, but I always find that a very, very moving, disheartening pasuk in a way. And a question comes up. So was HaKadosh Baruch Hu teasing him? You know, well, you saw it, but you don't get to go in. Better you shouldn't see it. Why she, in some ways, right? So the Medrash says, no, he says that the Medrash in the Sifrei says, this is the source. Mikan Amro Ha'om, this is another source. We had the Psukim in Melachim Aleph, but the Sifrei in Dvarim, Pisko Chof Tes, has that this is the source, that someone who's a Chutzar should face Eretz Yisrael like Moshe did, and so on. And he quotes the Psukim in Melachim Aleph also. But he says, this is also, so to speak, one of the sources for that idea, that there's value. And that's how the Kafa Chaim, which you don't have in the database, but I read it to the Kafa Chaim quote in Os Aleph, in Simon Sari Dala, in Or Chaim, and we were talking about before. So he says, he quotes this Sifrei, and he says that when you see something, in a certain sense, Machshava-wise and whatever, it's like you're there. Okay? Because he said, otherwise you might wonder, Lo Yadano Hatam, Ma Yitana Mayos Yafichas Panam Tzarek Yisrael. I'm standing thousands of miles away from Eretz Yisrael. Who cares which way I face, we're going to say? What are you making all this fuss about? Which way you face? I'm dominating, so I should have in mind that Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, it's not like I'm right by Eretz Yisrael. I'm thousands of miles away. So he says, but from this Alei Rosh HaPiskah, the time is, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was in Chutzlart, but his Re'iyah, in a certain sense, could bring the Brocha and whatever Eretz Yisrael does, in some mixes us in some ways, so facing toward Eretz Yisrael, just like Moshe saw Eretz Yisrael, the seeing a little bit of a part of it, that like a little bit, the person can get this this sense, so to speak, of being like an Eretz Yisrael. That's the idea, says the, that's what he says. And that's what fits in with that, Rabbeinu Yonah, 57, that Rabbeinu Yonah on the Riff and Brochus, Chof, Amid Beis, and Page the Riff, Zimasa Hayomai, we saw it before, that's quoted by the Marsha, but he says it's not just, that's the point. It's not just facing Eretz Yisrael. like we said before, the combination which the Mechaber points out. You physically posture yourself and face towards Eretz Yisrael. What you have in mind, the Ikar is what you have in mind, so to speak. Right? That's the, and we have both, Elia Rabba and Sukkot and Aleph, they're both Girsas in a certain sense are correct. Okay? It's, you face your physical posture, physical direction, one direction, but also it matters what's in your heart. And that's what the Kappa Chaim said, we learn from that posture of Moshe, he gets to see the land, he gets a little bit of the flavor, so to speak, of Eretz Yisrael. And then in the Rav Yaakov Emden and Hakdama to Siddur Sulam Beis El Ozhei and page Yud Aleph and Aleph, the standard editions, he said this is what it means, that this is the pipeline to which all the tefillahs go. That's the idea, right? They're facing towards Eretz Yisrael because that gives you something to focus on, and that's the pipeline through which the tefillahs go. Just finish up quickly, the preacher on the tour there in Siman Sadi Dalos Aleph also says about facing towards Yerushalayim. The idea is, again, we only want to focus solely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, the Beis HaMikdash and so on. And he says it's not that we're davening to the Mikdash, Chas V'Shalom. We're davening to the Kosel? No. People go overboard, they're davening to the Kosel. I mean, no. You're davening using that as a means, so to speak, of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think, and I'll just finish with this, I think that's one of the things we can glean from a famous Reb Chaim. Okay, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dal Halacha Aleph 60, says there are certain things which we said before, we said certain things you're supposed to do in davening in Perek Hey, but doesn't disqualify. But the Rambam said the other things which do disqualify, okay, absence of which do disqualify. And one of them is, in Halacha Aleph, Perek Dal, it's Kavonas Halev. You don't have Kavonas, your davening is no good. And Halacha Tezvah, what does Kavonas Halev mean? Okay, you understand the words, and daven Kavonah, and so on. And Halacha Tezayin, what does it mean? Remove all other thoughts in your mind and so on. And the yira atzokilu omed lifnei shechina. That's what kavana means. That if you're standing in front of the shechina, that's the idea of kavana. All right. And now what's interesting is though there the Rambam says the absence of kavana disqualifies the davening. Yet in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph 61, the Rambam writes, we'll finish with this: mishispala v'lo kibin eslibo chozin ispala v'kavana. If you missed Kavanah, you have to daven again. And then Shulchan Aruch said, we don't pass in that way because you'll probably miss Kavanah the second time too. Okay, so probably you won't have Kavanah either time. All right, but he says, Kivin Eslibo Bebracha Rishona Shuvei Notzar. But, the Rabbi says, as long as you had Kavanah in the first bracha. So Reb Chaim deals with the stira. Okay, Reb Chaim, one of the famous pieces, and I didn't quote the whole thing, I'm only saying it outside, on 62, Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Alev, and the Rambam says, well, what do you mean? Is it need Kavanah the whole time? The Rambam, Perek Dal, said that without absent Kavanah is worthless. Okay, on the other hand, Perek Yud, he seems that he's only in Kavanah for the first bracha. What he basically works out is that there are, surprise, two types of Kavanah. Okay, there are two types of Kavanah, Chaim says. There's Kavanah to know what the words mean and the symbol. That you need, preferably all the time, but at least for the first bracha. But the Kavanah of Amida Lifnei HaMelech, you stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you need all the time. Otherwise, what are you doing? Otherwise, it's not tefillah. Now, full disclosure, many others disagree. There's Reb Chaim, and they work out the problem the other way, not our shir now. Reb Chaim held that Amida Lifnei HaMelech, that's the language of the Rambam in Perek Yudal Halacha Tezayin, the end of 60, Yira Atzmo, Kilu Homed Lifnei Hashchina. Now, what is that? Why is that? So that's what it seems to me, this whole idea of a direction. Can you know what the word kavana means? People don't realize. You know what the word kavana really means? Or what does the word kavana mean? So people translate kavana as intention. Right? You have intention. Okay, I'm not saying it's wrong. People translate kavana as concentration. People translate kavana as devotion. They're all right, but in the simple meaning of the word kavana is direction. In modern Hebrew, beizik kivun, right? Lechavein, to aim. That's what it means, to aim. Lechavein. I don't talk to people in the army. Lechavein means to aim. That's really, in its purest sense, that's what the word kavana means, to aim, to have a focal point, a direction in which you're shooting, okay? And therefore, in tefillah, that's what it means. To have kavana, you have to aim in a certain direction. So that's why it's so important. The physical posture, at least your heart and so on, should aim in that direction because that brings you to the Shekhinah. The absence of that perhaps disqualifies the whole tefillah, at least according to Chaim. If you don't have kavana like you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you aim towards Eretz Yisrael. That's when that preacher, I didn't say it, but that preacher quoted before in 59, it's like a target. If you're far away, you have to have a big target for the center, right? If you're close, you have a smaller target. If you're far away from Yerushalayim, from Eretz Yisrael, you have the big target, Eretz Yisrael. Then it gets smaller and smaller. Anyway, bottom line is we should all have kavana for the whole davening, not just for the first bracha. The first bracha, at least, to know the meaning, but certainly, according to Chaim, kavana, meaning aim, to focus. And that's why we have all this emphasis on which direction you face when saying this one. I say, wish everybody a good tevach.
Good tevach and shkoach.
Some people are made sure until today East also, right? In the Davin
Beis Medrash. We present company included.
Included. Yeah. Okay.
That's
but
right.
Okay, but you saw the post can have different opinions. Yeah.
Which is why I always try to stand to the left of the Aron Kodesh.
Right,
because when I turn, so you don't put it toward your back to the Aron Kodesh.
Right, that would be a problem to the bank. Yeah. Okay, not telling anybody what to do. That's but this gives you an overview of the subject. Okay, I wish everybody a good Tavach and a good Shabbat. Oh.